Wow, it's such an exciting night, isn't it? Yeah, you know what? It's here. It's finally here. Christmas is finally here. Are you excited?
Yeah.
Well, that didn't sound very excited. Are you excited?
Yeah.
I just love Christmas, don't you? Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you like best? Candy canes? Presents. Celebrating Jesus' birth. That's a good one. What about the music and the lights? Do you like that? Yeah. What about all the yummy treats to eat?
Yeah.
And family visiting?
Yeah.
And yeah, somebody has said it a couple times. It's someone's birthday, isn't it?
Jesus.
That's right. It's Jesus' birthday. And that makes it really, really exciting. So why do we celebrate Jesus' birthday?
Christmas.
Well, because it's Christmas, but yes. Okay,
because
shh. One at a time.
Because it's God's Son and God is the Lord.
Oh, did you hear how perfect that was? She said, because it's God's Son. Very good. Give me five. All right. So sometimes it's so easy to get wrapped up in all the happenings and all the things to do that we can forget to notice the mystery and the magic of Christmas. Yeah. We can forget that once there was a night like no other night, and that night changed the world forever. Can you help me tell the story? I'm going to put my shoes down right there. Can you help me tell the story?
Uh-uh.
No!
Yeah!
All right. Okay. All right. Who's this?
Mary.
Mary, yes, and we have a Mary. Where's our Mary? Stand up, Mary. Yay, there's Mary. Okay, you can sit down. So, who visited Mary?
Joseph.
Well, before that, there was somebody else who visited Mary.
Jesus.
Even before Jesus, there was somebody else who visited Mary. Well, God, yes, but it was an angel. That's right. It was an angel. So, why do you think God chose her?
Because she's going to have a baby.
Well, the angel told her she was going to have a baby, but why do you think God chose Mary?
No, because nobody knows it.
No,
because she wears blue.
Because she what? She wears blue? Huh? Yes? Because she cried? Well, maybe she cried when she saw the angel, but before that, the angel had, yes? Yeah, what she said is because Jesus already picked Mary. He liked Mary. He picked mom. Would you like to be able to pick your mom? Well, what do you think about maybe it was because Mary loved God very much, and because maybe Mary was one of the first people to say yes to God, to giving herself up fully. Do you think that could be it?
Yeah.
Okay, now, do you know the name of the angel that visited Mary? Gabriel, yes, very good. I wish I could high five you. Good, good, good. So Mary was engaged to?
Joseph.
Yeah, Joseph, stand up. Yay, Joseph. All right. When he found out Mary was pregnant, he thought about not marrying her, but then an angel visited him too. And do you know who the angel told him the baby belonged to?
Me.
Oh, you.
I was a baby.
You were a baby? That's so good. To God. Yes, yes, yes. And let's see. What did the angel tell Mary and Joseph to name their baby?
Jesus.
Yes, yeah. So you could sit down. So then it came time to be counted and to pay taxes. And so Mary and Joseph had to travel somewhere. Where did they have to travel?
Bethlehem.
Oh, very, very, very good. So now, and look, I have Bethlehem. So now, Let's listen and imagine what that night was like. In the center of the village in Bethlehem is a small inn. On this night, it's overflowing with people seeking a place to sleep and to eat. Behind the inn is a small stable. A gray donkey slowly eats his grain while a weary cow leans and rests from the day's plowing in the valley. There's a sheep that's nearly asleep there, and all is quiet that night. As night gathers, there are the last two travelers making their way up the road. The young woman is Mary, and she's about to have a baby, and she's there with her worried husband, Joseph. They have walked for 6 days. They have come like so many others, and there's no place for them to stay that night. Where will they sleep? Where should they sleep?
In a stable.
So they go into a stable. Well, in our story, the stars start brightening the night slowly. All creation holds its breath because suddenly from the stable comes a cry of a newborn child. And Mary wraps the baby in a blanket and lays him in the feed box that Joseph has filled with hay. So again, who was the baby?
Jesus.
Yeah, very good. Now in the hills outside of Bethlehem, there are shepherds watching their sheep. They have been outside for a very, very, very long time. They take their meals with the sheep, they sleep with the sheep, and they're busy trying to keep the sheep safe. So what do you think life as a shepherd would be like? Yes, Grady.
Tired,
yeah, what else? Busy, yeah. Yes, sweetie? Thirsty, yeah.
Hard working,
yeah.
Painful,
yeah, I guess so too. And you know what? It's probably a little smelly too. Don't you think a bunch of sheep outside? Yeah. So now, for these shepherds, the night is about to change their lives and the world forever. All at once, the darkness is lost to light. In the midst of the light is something even brighter. What do you think it was?
A thunderstorm.
A star. What else?
Angels.
Yes, it was an angel. And the shepherds were afraid when they saw the angel. Would you be afraid?
No.
No. You're very brave. They've never seen anything like this. Then music fills the sky, and a voice clearly says, "Do not be afraid. Listen, I bring you news of great joy." What do you think that good news was?
Jesus was born.
That's right, Jesus was born. The Savior is born, Christ the Lord. Then even more angels appear, and the whole sky is filled with them. They praise God and sing, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to all people everywhere." Now, what do you think that means?
The Lord's going to be born.
What do you think? What else? Yes. Yes, sweetie. What else? He said, "I bring you great news that peace to earth. It's peace on earth and goodwill to all people." What does that mean? Yeah. Yes, sweetie. Jesus was born. So how do you think, is Jesus supposed to bring peace, maybe?
Presents.
Jesus brings presents?
Jesus brings love.
Jesus brings love. I like that answer. Any other answers?
Joy.
Yes. Why joy?
Friendship.
And friendship because of Jesus. Yes, Jack?
Helping people.
You don't remember what you're going to say? Helping people, yeah. So those are all good things. That's good news, isn't it? Okay. So then The sky darkens once again, and the shepherds are alone on the dark hillside. They look at each other and wonder, what's happened? Can this be real?
Jesus.
What do you think they do? What did the shepherds do?
Start walking.
They start walking. Where do they walk to?
Bethlehem.
To the stable, to Bethlehem. That's right. I bet you that they don't even walk. I bet you they run with joy to the stable in Bethlehem. And there they find the Holy Family. And they come forward, hi, sweetheart, overwhelmed with mystery to find themselves a part of what the center of all that is love is. They tell Mary what the angels have said. They were the first invited to see the greatest king ever born. Would you like to be invited to see the greatest king ever born?
Yeah.
So we are. Okay, well, let's just wait. We are all invited to come to Bethlehem and be a witness to love. We are invited to play a part in this continuing love story. Now, in the morning, you all are all going to wake up excited because Christmas has begun in your homes. But Christmas began a long time ago. And today, this Christmas is all just a part of a continuing story. So before you open your first gift, before you have that first yummy goodie, do you think you can do something? Can you stop and remember whose birthday it is?
Jesus.
That's right. And can you remember that we are all invited guests into the mystery of Christmas? So what are some things you can do to help you remember the mystery of Christmas?
It's going to be in my pie dear.
You are to have it at your grandpa's house? How neat.
It's going to be all
okay, what are some things you could do to help you remember? Hot sauce. Will hot sauce help you remember Christmas? What are some things you could do to help you remember whose birthday it is in the morning?
Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus.
If you have like a piece of paper, you can write it.
You can write it. What else? Yes.
Boing.
You can make a snowman. Will that help you remember about Christmas?
Boing.
Ah, an angel, yes.
Drink lots of milk.
Drink lots of milk, yes. Yes, she said you could pray before you open gifts or eat. If I could, I'd high five you. I can't get over there, so yes. Yeah, well, and you could think of others, yeah. Okay, so now we're going to say a prayer. Can everybody put their hands together? And we're going to bow our heads. Dear Jesus, it is your birthday. We pray that we will not get so caught up in the celebration that we miss the real Christmas. Thank you for sending us the best present the world ever needed. Thank you for coming to us on the first Christmas and being with us as we take our part in the story of Christmas now. Amen. Okay, can you go back to your parents? Thank you.